Oh yeah, we're all really looking forward to it. It's been quite a while. We played our last semi-final, which is the last game of our season, essentially, at the start of March. So it's been quite a while since we've had any competitive game. Just started back at training properly now this week. It's really great to see everyone again, and we're all really looking forward to getting back into the swing of things. It ended a bit abruptly at the end of the season, but it's kind of making us more eager to get going this season, I think.
Just getting back to training now. So was there any nerves going back to training, knowing that, you know, you were going to be in a big group for the first time in quite a while?
Yeah, I'm sure like everyone's a bit apprehensive at the minute, but I mean, the club have a lot of procedures in place and groups are split according to the new regulations. So I think that puts people at ease a good bit. We have our COVID officers in place and all the coaches are adhering to the rules. So no, I think everyone is kind of put at ease at our first day back. Everyone is quite comfortable. So I think it'll take a bit of adjusting in terms of sizes of groups for trainings and things. But, you know, once we get used to that, it'll be fine. And hopefully it'll work well for the training seasons and the season that we have ahead of us.
Was it difficult to do any training over lockdown? Because we've heard of soccer teams and, you know, just passing a ball off a wall. Can you do that with a hockey ball, or is it very difficult?
It's a bit more difficult in that we need to have a specific surface to train on so we don't destroy our hockey sticks. But we had a few remote challenges within the teams to kind of keep us all connected and in touch with hockey. So we had a few remote challenges that our coaches set up during lockdown, which was quite fun for us to do and kept us all kind of communicating together. But yeah, in terms of actually playing and then getting a stick on the ball, it was a bit harder. But we don't have the AstroTurf pitches at home, unfortunately. So yeah, I think it's made people look forward to getting back on the pitch a bit more as well.
So you started in round one of this competition. Well, it was your first round. You got a bye into round two. But it was a 6-0 win over Genesis in November of last year. So that's, you know, what is it, 10 months ago now. So the season just keeps going and going and going. And it must be crazy to think that, you know, last year we were playing in a competition and, you know, deep into 2020, we're still playing it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Things have turned out this year. November seems quite a while ago that we've played our first cup game. I'd say a few of us thought we probably would never see a cup final coming around, but we're delighted now that we will actually be able to take part in the cup final in September now. Yeah.
You mentioned your semi-final win. That was a 2-0 win over Avoca back on the 8th of March, just when everything was starting to shut down. What do you remember from that game? I'll just get you to put your thinking hat on and see if you can remember all the way back to March now.
Yeah, I remember quite well because it was our last game before everything shut down, really. It was strange that we couldn't shake the opposition's hands at the end of the game. We were, waving them off the pitch, which was unusual for us and the first time we could do that. So that definitely stuck in my mind. But yeah, I remember it was a good game. Avoca were a good opposition and they're in the division ahead of us as well. So it kind of gave us a bit of a feel for what we might come up against next year as well. And yeah, made us kind of look forward to the season ahead when we're moving up the division again.
Yeah, you will be playing them next year now that you were crowned champions back in May. You just played the 14 games, but they used a sort of an algorithm or something to make sure that you were champions, even though, to be fair, over the 14 games, you would really deserve the title in the end. Was it a bit strange to, you know, be just given the title after, you know, a computer decided it rather than just winning it on the pitch?
Definitely, yeah. It was very strange. We couldn't celebrate it like we would have done in previous years, which is a shame. But yeah, everyone worked so hard again this year, and we were great to finally be given that nod to get the win again in the league. So it was fantastic, yeah.
And it's just a culmination of a great few years for the club. I mean, getting the double win last year, and success seems to breed more success in the club, and hopefully we'll see more success on the 19th as well.
Exactly, yeah. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be great to do the double 2 years in a row. But we'll be going out old and blazing, I think. It has been a great year for the ladies especially. We've had a really good few seasons after we joined the Leinster League. So yeah, long may it continue.
Rackaur are a team that are a grade above you at the minute. You will be joining them next year, of course. But have you seen much of Rackaur, or what can we expect in the final?
Yeah, I think they're going to be a very good side. I think they came third and in Division 5 this year, so they'll definitely be a good opposition. I'd say it'll be a very competitive game again, which we're very much looking forward to. Like I mentioned, we're looking forward to moving up to Division 5 as well, and this will give us a good insight as to kind of what level we should expect from the teams there as well, and kind of help us prepare a bit as well. But yeah, Rathgar will definitely be a good side to come up against, and we should expect some good competition on the 19th.
So there's the possibility of doing two doubles in a row now, one last year and one this year. What do you put that success down to? What's been the big change in the club over the last couple of years?
I think moving to the Leinster Leagues, it's given us a lot of variety. We've been travelling, you know, across Leinster, playing a lot of different clubs. So it opens our eyes to different kind of playing styles and techniques, and we need to adapt the way we play to each different team that we come across, which has been, I think, really good for strengthening the squad, gives us a lot of options. And we've been bringing up a lot of girls through the ranks as well, through the under-16s, and bringing them up into the ladies as well. So we've really built a really large squad of a lot of skilled players. So a culmination of that, I think, and the really good coaching and management that we have in the club at the minute, it's all kind of combined to lead to the successes that we've had over the last few seasons.
Going up to Division 5, do we know when the next season will start, or have we got any fixture lists or anything like that yet?
As far as I know, it hasn't been fully decided yet. I'd expect maybe probably end of September, early October at this stage. I think they're working on the fixtures, so hopefully we'll be able to see those soon and plan the season now. Yeah.
Perfect. We just have to get this one finished first. So how can people support the club? Presumably there won't be any fans allowed to go watch the game like in all sports at the minute, but I'm sure there will be lots of people who want to, you know, wish the girls the best of luck as you travel up to take on Rathgar.
Yeah, it would be strange not having any supporters, but if anyone wants to support us, you know, there's always the social media channels and stuff where we'll be, you know, posting updates on the fixtures and everything, so that way.
And finally, Julie, for the captain of that side, you've picked up quite a few trophies in the last couple of years, as we've mentioned, but what would it mean for Enniscorthy to win the Division 5-6 Cup?
Oh, it'd be amazing for the whole club, the team especially, but for the whole club, I think it would really be a boost. You know, everyone's worked so hard as a club to kind of develop all the squads and to get the right coaches and everything in place. So to do a double twice in a row would be fantastic, not just from my perspective, but for the whole club. So yeah, it'd be pretty historical. Yeah, that's what we're aiming for.